Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen.
Divine Stalker! Mrs. Merriam-Webster!
Hi, Brendan. Thank you for holding down the fort last week.
If that was holding down the fort, then this fort is raided, gutted, and they've taken everything.
Hurricane stricken.
Yeah, so I'm... So, a series of events happens that...
A series of unfortunate events.
That night that I gave you what I gave you. I did my best. And that's sure. All I've got. I will say, we're here for the last time in our usual...
Studio.
Because they're finally moving.
Yeah, we're moving. Fair warning, next week it's Thanksgiving. We're going to be off.
Right.
We're going to be moving in that process.
Right. But you've been telling me that y'all were moving for years now.
Listen,
years now.
Every journey begins with a single step.
It was like, oh, we'll be in the new place by so-and-so month. And now it looks like it's finally happening. See me showing up here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, recording again. Hopefully not, because right now this is like held together by glue and tape. We have one mic between the two of us.
Google doesn't work today.
Blocked me.
Can we walk through this? Google seems to have blocked this Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do Google Docs. So what we had to do is I had to write it in Microsoft, our outline, which we base our entire episode on, in Microsoft Outlook. Dan had to text me his part of the notes that I could email to myself.
We had to look up articles on Bing.com.
Remember
Bing?
I had to then email Dan the outline again. I then put the outline into a Word doc for myself so I can look at it.
Yeah.
So we're really doing hard labor today.
I know. So I hope you appreciate it. Hope you are heading over to comethroughqueen.com/store for holiday merch. Maybe we can do a Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Pay attention to our socials. Maybe there'll be a sale. Tell us what happened at BravoCon.
Okay, so, Friday. I went to an early panel Friday.
Yeah. Which is weird, like, people, like, it's starting on Friday is assuming the fact, like, okay, we've taken off work.
Right, right, exactly. So, first I want to explain the setup, too, of BravoCon, because it was a little confusing, and, like, if you're, so, think about our headspaces before BravoCon started.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was a little like, oh, what's this going to be? A little skeptical.
Yeah.
So I go and pick up my press pass, press, member of the press.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Democracy Dies in the Dark. I go pick up my press pass at the 34th Street location where, like...
Day of.
Okay. Where, like, everything, like, the main venue was. So at that location was what they call the Grand Ballroom, and then also the Pepsi Performance Stage. Ooh. At the Hammerstein Ballroom. Mm. But I was in the press room. I went to the press check-in. Yeah. And leaving the press check-in, this other member of the press, who I won't name, turned to me and said, are you here with the press? And I was like, yeah, I'm press.
Okay.
She goes, oh, it's a little bit of a mess, right? And I was like, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
So then I go stomp off to I think it's called Skylight Modern, which is on 26th and 10th. This was the coolest venue, in my opinion.
Okay.
So this venue was where the Housewives Museum was.
Mm.
This is right next to Scores, by the way.
Yeah.
Scores, like the strip club from Hustlers.
Yeah.
No,
I know the Scores on, like, 59th.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a friend who lived on, like, 60th, and I would walk past there, and it would smell like a pool.
Yeah, this is a different Scores.
Okay.
The Housewives Museum was there, which I'll get into in a second. But when you walk into this venue, you go downstairs, and the stairs, like, the entire stairwell is covered with, like, flowers and leaves, and has, like, these neon signs that say Housewives sayings. So it said, like, clip, clip. It said, like, it looked really cool.
It sounds, like, legitimate.
It was legitimate. It looked really awesome walking down.
You know, we were originally, like, kind of down on it.
Right. 1,000%.
Yeah.
So I go down, and behind the stage at this venue was this big sign that said BravoCon, also, like, among leaves and flowers.
Oh, yeah, that's where people were taking pictures.
Like, it looked super awesome.
Yeah.
Down there was, like, a couple bars, and the Think 1994 Museum was set up down there.
Wow.
Shout out to Matt, who I met this weekend.
Sure.
They were selling some of their wares, some postcards.
Yeah.
Like, they did an exhibit of Housewives pointing.
Yeah.
That they were selling postcards of.
Yeah.
Which
Where was the Come Through Queen exhibit?
I know.
where was it?
So this panel is called Bravo Loud and Proud, and it was about, like, LGBTQ representation and, like, allyship.
Yeah.
So it was featuring Reza, Leanne Locken, Patricia from Southern Charm, and
on
Captain
Friday.
Sandy. On Friday morning.
Interesting.
Like, one of the first panels of the day. I was, like, one of the first people there, so I was seated in the front row, and then this woman started talking to me, and it was Patricia's makeup artist.
Mm.
And she doesn't watch Potomac, I asked.
Okay.
Anyways, then people started to fill in, so I took some photos for people, because I was, like, stationed literally in the front row. That one went off, like, pretty non-eventful. I said hi to Leanne Locken, my old friend.
Old ex-friend.
Ex-friend. She doesn't really remember me.
Does she not remember you?
She didn't remember me by, like...
Face,
but when I explained context, she knew what I was talking about.
I mean, like, she spent a night with you.
She spent a night with me and then an afternoon before that, but...
Yeah.
Que sera. She also, like, called in that one time.
Mm, but that was, like...
That was a cameo.
That wasn't a call, and that was a cameo.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But that was before I knew, really, that, like, what cameos were, so I thought she knew our theme song.
No.
Okay. So that one went off a hitch. Upstairs, I checked out the museum.
Sure. You had a viral moment.
It was, like, semi-viral, but, like, enough people were following me after that, because I think people were, after seeing the photos from the museum, which was actually really well executed, I'm sure everyone who's listened has seen photos, but they had, like, artifacts from Bravo things throughout the years, including my favorite one was they had Kenya's dress from...
Oh, yeah, that was good.
The Gone with the Wind Fabulous moment, and they... put it on a mannequin that was on a thing that was twirling, and they had the audio, like, booming the audio from that moment booming, like, throughout the exhibit.
Kenya's really having a moment.
She's really having a moment. They had the sprinkle cookies. They had Rinna's...
These sprinkle
cookies. They saved them. Rinna's bag of pills. Like, it was really, 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 really well done. Walking out, I, like, almost fell down the stairs, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then I went back to my office.
Okay.
And then I came back for... What was my favorite two panels that I went to were both Pure Leaf Presents... Like, the real tea with Bravo producers.
Love a Spawn Con.
And it was... And they put teas in each seat.
Wow.
But it was the...
Did you drink it?
I drank multiple. But it was Bravo... It was producers from each of the franchises talking about, like, different moments. So, the guy who literally escorted Kelly Bensimone from Scary Island was there. There were some... The only producers who weren't that well represented were New Jersey producers. But there were Atlanta producers. There were Potomac producers. There's a Beverly Hills producer who was, like, kind of not the best
Give us, like, a good tidbit from the panel.
So in the Sunday panel, which was the same panel, but with different producers, people were asking about... trips and who pays, and the producers were being so coy about who pays. They, like, wouldn't say until finally this one producer, I forget her name, was like, if you think Bravo pays, you're right, basically.
I mean, no offense, but, like, how dumb are you if you think Bravo doesn't pay?
I think there's some dummies.
Yeah, there are some dummies,
right?
Especially, like, in this day and age where it's like, we're going to save Travis's dad from health issues, like,
and like what we saw in New Jersey this episode, like, Jennifer inviting right after she made up with Jackie, of course. Hello.
Yeah.
So that was a really good panel, and I bet you they'll do more stuff like that in the next BravoCon if there is.
There's definitely
going to be another one.
I feel like it was so positive.
1,000%.
Such a positive response.
Yeah, so then I went over to the Roni panel, and this is when I was texting with Louis Peitzman, who's been on the show, and this is when we, like, met up. But before he got there, I was just sitting in the audience by myself, and I wasn't sure of, like, where I could sit as press, so I was, like, kind of near the back, because I'm, like, whatever. And I was, like, sitting there waiting, and this is when I started to get the feel of the crowd. And I was like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's, like, women who want to drink wine, and then, like... be pushy and kind of rude.
I mean, for the price point, I feel like I would be, like, fired up a little bit.
Yeah. But this was an interesting room. So when I walked in, it was right after the Below Deck panel happened. So on either side of the ballroom, this was in the grand ballroom, they call it, the smaller of the ballrooms. On either side of the ballroom, to my left was Captain Sandy, and I think Joao is his name from Below Deck.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
And to my right was Captain Lee and Kate Chastain doing photo ops with people.
Yeah, sure.
And so during this, though, the Roni women were randomly popping up. So, like, people spotted Lou walking, like, above, you know, going to an interview. And then, like, Dorinda came on stage. The crowd went fucking insane.
Of course.
Went wild. And then Tinsley and Dale popped up and, like...
Well, and the power of Dale.
Yeah, the power of Dale. So then Lewis and I met up, and Lewis knew what to do. And he was like, oh, the press can go to, like, the very front. And I was like, oh, this is what it means to be in the press.
Oh, wow.
So we go sit in the front, and then that's when I met Ryan Bloomquist, who listens, and he's part of the Facebook group.
Yes.
And we all sat together and watched the Roni panel. The biggest takeaway from the Roni panel for me was Dorinda seemed pissed. So it was
At who?
At maybe the moderator, who was that guy from People. Or maybe just, I don't know. But it was Dorinda, it was Luann, seated next to each other. Buddy.
Wow.
Then on the other side was Ramona, and then Tinsley. Not as buddy.
So, interestingly enough, Sonia seemingly missing for most of BravoCon.
Right. I don't know the reason for that.
Yeah.
She, like, wouldn't miss the opening of an envelope.
But, like, no one talked about it at the panel.
Right.
Okay.
Most interesting, there were like a few interesting moments, but the best part for me was like when Ramona explained the concept of Amazon Prime to the crowd as if nobody had ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Also, Tinsley could not get a word in without anyone speaking over her.
She did get a word in during Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, she was a proud peacock. So then I was planning on going home after the Roni panel and like having an evening. But then I magically got a ticket to Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And this is where I really, really, really saw the behavior of like some of these people who attend.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Like the magic of Caroline and LVP leaving. Explain that.
Oh, sure. First, I just want to say, like, the cringiest moment of BravoCon to me, because it was the worst thing I've ever heard. So, Watch Happens Live, I'm on the third floor for that. Yeah. I'm in one of, like, the boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
As, like, as a member of the press, democracy dies in the dark. But I go to get a drink beforehand, so I'm waiting in a very long line.
Yeah.
The entire time I'm talking...
Democracy is dying as we speak.
Yeah, it's dying as we speak. The lights are going off. I'm talking to this woman in front of me from Kentucky. We're talking, I was just, like, interested to hear, like...
A member of the press from Kentucky, or just, like, a
no,
fan?
No, just okay. a fan. Like,
they flew in from Kentucky. Wow,
they're staying in a hotel for, like, 4 nights. They went out the night before, yada, yada, yada. Her sister was too hungover to, like, come today.
I mean, God bless.
Yeah, but behind me, I can hear these women getting, like, really frustrated by the length of the line. Mm. Because, like, the show is getting close to starting, but it's also, like, what you're going to miss him saying, like, welcome to Watch What Happens Live, here's the gay shark, like...
But it's also, like, we watched the episode in the comfort of our home.
Right.
It's, like, fun, but, like, nothing was really happening. Like,
right.
I feel like what was really happening was what you were seeing in the commercial breaks.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Which I'll get to, but... I was then finally at the front of the bar, and I was ordering my drink, and I was, like, trying to do it quickly because the woman behind me...
Sure.
The bartender's name was Antonio.
Okay.
And I hear a woman yell behind me, Rapido Antonio.
So, and like, the Dallas jumped out.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the bartender, without missing a beat, was like, ma'am, I'm actually Italian. But, like, that gives you the sense of, like,
what I was
experiencing in that moment.
So they're taking, like, Housewives as, like, a teachable moment.
Exactly. A lot of that room is.
Yeah,
1,000%.
Yeah.
So I go and watch, and then you asked about the Caroline and LVP.
Yeah.
So I wasn't thinking to look for this.
Yeah.
But in, like, the first and second segments, they did Caroline coming out with the OGs.
Yeah.
And then they did LVP surprising the crowd
she's not supposed to be here.
Right, during the Pump Rules moment. And
which I don't believe, like, the Pump Rules kids knew.
No, Tom Sandoval was the one who said, like, I'm filling in for her.
Oh, okay.
And so, between commercials, they ushered both LVP and Caroline out. And then that was the next segment. Like, then the segment after that, Andy was like, Caroline and LVP had to leave.
So, like, I feel like
mm-hmm.
Bravo has to be talking to Caroline Manzo. Why would they, like, give her this special treatment?
Right. Like, you mean, like, to come back?
To do something.
Right.
Not necessarily come back, but to do something.
Right. I could agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want her back.
In some form.
I want her back on.
That Dear Albie episode...
It has
re-energized me through the end of this year.
Same. I followed her on Instagram.
Same.
Et cetera, et cetera. Other notable moments during Watch What Happens Live commercials. Kim Richards. I had my eyes on Kim Richards the entire time.
Prime seating.
Prime. And did you notice, if you watch the episode, you
there's
notice...
There's a lot of, like...
You notice that she insists on sitting there.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, I think for some reason her and... Jill Zarin, or for some reason she feels comfortable with Jill.
She feels comfortable with Jill.
Because she was like hanging on Jill a lot of the time.
Okay.
Then like I could see during the commercials, I could see Jill's boyfriend holding court off stage. And like he had a bunch of people around him. People were running up every commercial, like from the front row and other places to take selfies with the people while they were on stage. Mm-hmm. What was another interesting moments? Oh, I saw Shannon and Vicky introduced themselves to, like, all of the Vanderpump Rules kids during the commercial, which seemed weird, because, like, Vicky would never.
But Vicky's, like, now, like, between a rock and a hard place.
Right. Kenya barely stood up during the commercial. She just, like, sat where she was. It was a very fun, exciting time.
So, I have a question. Did the crowd realize when Tinsley said, Luann can drink again?
No, I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it, but then when I rewatched it
at home, that, like, grabbed me.
Yeah, she said it, like, twice during that thing. I did not catch it up in the sky where I was.
Yeah, with the press, where right. democracy was dying.
And then I think, like, the major moments that I heard most of the, like, crowd go wild to me, LVP entering, weirdly, Stassi entering.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Giselle during the Squash That Beef moment with Ramona.
I gotta say, Squash That Beef
was great.
Was the best moment of Watch Diamonds Live BravoCon.
Yeah, and the comedy antics jumped.
Yeah.
It was great. So then that was Watch What Happens Live. I went home, sat on my couch, yada, yada, yada. Saw you on Saturday. Scary day.
Literally, Manhattan was a scary island that day.
So then Sunday, you can realize why I didn't really get to BravoCon till like 1 p.m.
Even that, God bless you, because...
Yeah.
We didn't even like do moving antics that we were supposed to do.
So I caught the... end of a Housewives on Housewives panel at Skylight Modern, the really pretty venue.
Sure.
That I was talking to you about.
The museum one, yeah.
And that was Brandy, Tamara, Dorit, and Jackie. Nothing really happened that interesting.
Jackie!
But it was nice to see them all together.
Nice to see Jackie amongst legends.
Well, like, it's nice to be see Brandy and Jackie among, like...
Brandy Glanville.
No. Redmond's.
Oh, yeah. Glanville was not there.
Right. And she wouldn't be sitting next to Tamara, happy-go-lucky.
Sure. Yes.
They were all doing that. And then after that, I went over back to the Pepsi Presents Hammerstein Ballroom or whatever.
Can we take a quick break real quick?
Yeah.
Two people from Potomac. Two people from Dallas.
Wild.
But also Deandra... being present, but not part of...
being on Watch What Happens Live?
How is...
I forgot that I told you about that. I don't know, but she was stomping around Lou's thing later. Lou's cabaret show later that night.
Is Deandra fired?
Did she buy her own ticket?
This is something, like, the Megan King admins of our community need to look into.
Right.
Like, what happened?
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't even know.
Deandra was not part of any panel, anything. She was just walking around. Okay, also, before you get to like the later stuff on Sunday, the bazaar.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the bazaar?
So the bazaar was like, it was in...
It's kind of like DragCon where you can see people in the wild, right?
Right, but make it very small. It was like the length of like... a bar and restaurant. It was actually in a restaurant called like Union West.
Okay, yeah.
And so it was like you walk down. I'm trying to think of like the length. The thing I can compare it like the length to, because I know it well, is like Pieces. So like
that's it.
It's like was that long, and there were like booths set up.
That's why we need a Javits Center.
It was like Jill, Jennifer Aiden,
Jill.
I got a rug sample.
I know.
Yeah.
Listen. That's, like, so great for Jill that BravoCon is...
Embracing her.
Makes me wonder, why are we not getting Green Miracle? Why are we not getting Hard Night, Good Morning?
Right. Well, I mean, like, I think you probably had to pay for a spot in the bazaar to sell your product,
right? Yeah.
We got the tea. Summer Boy. What's it called?
Oh, Lover Boy.
Lover Boy. I tried some of that.
Lover.
It tastes like tea.
Okay.
And then Tom and Ariana were there in that bizarre place.
Selling what?
Themselves? I don't know.
Their cookbook.
not their cookbook, their bartending book. Yeah. I think doing pre-orders for that
or something. Yeah.
So, the bazaar was great. Beverly Hills panel. I'm back among the press in the front. But they're in the bigger ballroom than Roni.
Yeah.
So, like, they're in the same space that Watch What Happens Live happened. And the entire thing was full. Like, all... It was...
That's so corny.
I know.
That's so corny.
Learned nothing from that.
Oh, yeah. I hope those dummies that came there, instead of going to the M&M store,
right,
learned something.
Yeah. So, sitting there, that's where I met new friend to the show, Andy's girl, Sarah Galley.
Yeah, you are now an Andy's girl.
I'm now an Andy's girl. And ended up spending literally the rest of the evening with her and others. But we were with Lewis and others, and then we went back to the producers panel where I saw that really hot guy who looked like Kyle from Summer House, but make him gay.
I looked him up, yeah.
Yeah, he's really attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
That was another producers panel. And then we went over back to the Union West place and went to the Summer House party, which was a panel. But there was food there. I didn't pay attention to the panel, though.
Oh.
Well, I was helping.
So were people like talking and you're doing something else?
At that point, I was helping her get interviews for not Andy's Girls, but she was doing, I think it was called TV Co is the venue. So if you want to see not my interviews, but interviews I was next to, go to that. And then I ended up being able to go to Luann's Cabaret. And that's when I finally was like, this is a community. And at Luann's Cabaret, so many people felt comfortable walking up to me and saying various things and doing various things.
But not like knowing you.
Not like knowing me, so like...
Just like being a man?
Yeah. So people were kind of perplexed by a man's presence at BravoCon in general.
Like not...
But a woman literally...
Not assuming that it's a gay man.
A woman literally, I don't know. A woman literally came up to me and started, like, stroking my beard. Like, running her fingers through it.
Good.
Another woman came up to me and she was so drunk. And her sister was also so drunk. But I was obsessed with them. And then the true star was this woman named Mindy. Who...
You catch eyes on during Watch Friends Live.
You catch eyes on. And, like, every press piece is using the photo.
Of her.
Where she's in the photo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was, like, an absolute legend. She was so nice. And just, like, the kind of woman who, like, is so interested in you, but, like, also not at the same time.
Sure.
And then, by the end of the night, we were, like, we want to meet up with Mindy. And she was, like, oh, I'll be at the Moxie. So then, all of a sudden, it's me, Sarah from Andy's Girls, my coworker...
To meet up with Mindy.
My coworker. And then two people who run, like, I guess famous Bravo Instagram accounts.
Okay.
And we're going to meet up with Mindy. And she said the Moxie.
But you got, like, all of you went for the purpose of meeting up with Mindy.
Yes. And she said she's going to go to the Moxie.
Maybe Mindy should be the one fucking having an Instagram account.
I know. She's truly a star. But she doesn't know what Instagram
is. Right.
She says she's at the Moxie. We go to the wrong Moxie. There's two Moxies. There's one on 28th Street and then one on, like, 7th Avenue and, like, 36th or 37th Street. We went to the one at 36th or 37th Street.
Okay.
And so then we lost the two Instagram people. Mm-hmm. And then...
the wheels are falling off.
The three of us just decided to have a nightcap at the Moxie rooftop.
Sure.
It was a great BravoCon. And then I got up the next morning and went to work at 8:30.
God bless.
I felt psycho the entire next day. Sorry, that was my BravoCon. It was a little long, but I think...
No, I feel like people want this.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, with your eye on it.
Yeah. It was... And I would... Okay, would I go? Would I pay to go? Before this year, I was like, And even halfway, most of the way into the thing, I was like, oh, this crowd's not for me. I'm glad I, like, have a press pass, yada, yada, yada. The magic, I started getting pulled into the magic by the end of Sunday, and I was like, wow, nowhere I'd rather be.
Okay. Will they go to Javits next year?
It kind of felt special in those spaces.
I know, but like, if we go to Javits, I feel like we get more done. I feel like we can lower the price.
I know, but like, Javits is so... This is a conference center. This is a convention hall. It was, like, nice seeing these women on stage. It was, like, it was almost meant to be. I would say...
I know, but, like, given the popularity of this year, there's no way they're going to do the same exact thing next year.
Well,
because it sold out in like minutes.
Right. So given the popularity of this year, why wouldn't you recreate?
And you can make more money because it sold out.
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
I know.
Like, you can't do Watch What Happens Live from the Javits Center. Let's go to Radio City.
No, no. You do, like, you do Watch What Happens Live in a venue, but everything else is in the Javits Center.
Yeah.
What else could not have been in the Javits Center?
Besides, I mean, they need that flower wall. And
they could do a flower
wall. All those installations that make you feel... There was a feeling that you got in the space that was different than like a convention.
We need to democratize BravoCon.
You're Elizabeth Warrening it?
Yeah, I am. No, I am. Because, like, I'm sorry. It should not only be, like, very rich white women who can go to BravoCon.
I agree. But that's a huge portion of their audience.
I know, but, like, they know... Like, I feel like doing what they did was banking on, like, the worst-case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're going to cover our costs as long as we sell this many tickets. Da-da-da-da-da. They could sell this many tickets. They could sell probably 5 times as many tickets.
Yeah.
Right?
But the flower wall...
We will get a flower wall. This, I swear, we will get one.
One more thing. I did try the Pepsi Rosé.
How was it?
It was just tasted like nothing. Oh, I also wanted to shout out, there was this one bartender at...
Rodrigo?
No, Antonio. But no, there was this one bartender named Diana, and I could tell that she was... that. These women were all treating her very poorly. So she and I bonded a couple times. She looks like, if you watch Schitt's Creek, she looks like, I don't even know who the character is. The one who runs the motel in Schitt's Creek.
I don't know.
Our audience knows. People watch Schitt's Creek. Yeah. It's like the most popular show in the world. Shout out to her if you're listening. Miss you already.
Yeah.
Should we get to the rest?
Wow. I mean, this has been like, actually... I mean, it's been 30 minutes, but, like, 30 minutes well spent.
Great.
So let's breeze through the news.
Okay, so Bravo announced on Saturday, speaking of BravoCon, during its first annual BravoCon, that a 10th... Can you believe it's been 10?
10 what?
Real Housewives series.
Oh, this is the 10th series.
Yeah. Okay, right. Will debut in 2020. Andy Cohen made the announcement during a panel titled Ask Andy at the NYC convention. He said, we've always tried to choose a city that has a completely unique personality, and we also try to throw a little curveball now and then. Pick somewhere you weren't expecting. He said, you didn't see it coming, but I have to tell you, in Utah, you have the majesty of the mountains, the Mormon religion, an exclusive community of people who have very successful businesses who live in their own universe. It is gorgeous, and I think you're going to be really surprised and intrigued by the group of women we found. Oh, so when I first heard the news, I was straight off of Friday night at BravoCon, where I was like, no, it wasn't even that. It was like, oh my God, these people are awful who attend BravoCon. Of course, they pick Salt Lake City after we wanted Chicago. But from what I've heard from, like, I feel like little birdies have been telling us different, like, little snippets.
There's been birdies, yeah.
There's been a couple birdies in our lives. And I now have high hopes.
For the... You're like the our the generation's Pete Buttigieg.
The Mayor Pete... Shut up. The Mayor Pete dance. I have the Mayor Pete dance.
Brendan keeps trying to, like, trick me into doing it.
Last time I was in this apartment, you were doing it. And if I just got a camera up...
No, but we were just, like, doing it, like, for fun.
You were almost a trendsetter, because that was before I even, like, realized it was a thing. And now it's been...
Yeah. No, yeah, we told you about it back then.
You did, two weeks ago. Yeah. And now TikTok teens have torn them apart.
Wait, that one TikTok of Emperor Bean forcing the teens to do IO stance 4 terms later.
Wait, what?
You know that one teen that's crying doing the Mariah TikTok? Yeah. Like, she's doing high hopes instead.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay, Salt Lake City, let's break this down.
They don't drink.
Well, no. So here's the first tea. It seems like they might not all be Mormons. Like, will any of them be Mormons? Will half of them be Mormons?
I heard that the Mormonism will be a part of it.
It should.
Right.
Like, that's what, like, if I'm going to Salt Lake City, that should be a part of the conversation.
Right. From what I can tell, it's being produced by Evolution, yes, which does Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules.
And
OC.
OC. So, okay.
I mean, Vanderpump Rules and Beverly Hills both had great first seasons.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Okay.
I heard on Reddit that someone from it might have been on Love After Lockup, but that's like
good
non-conclusive evidence.
The part of the press release that said, like, we want to give you, like, what you're not expecting. I'm sorry, like, we're expecting Chicago.
Okay, but, like, unexpected Housewives locations like Potomac.
Yes, I understand. But, like, we need Chicago. And Chicago is, like, the perfect city to give us the diverse cast.
Right. Exactly. And I think, like, that was the surprise Saturday morning. Everyone was, like, thinking, like, we just got Garcelle added to Beverly Hills. Like, yeah, it seems like they're starting to, like, hear from people about that. And then we get what... Not everyone in Salt Lake City is white, but, like...
Yeah. They're chilling Cedar Rapids.
Also, I wonder if we'll get any famous Mormons we know. Marie Osmond's. I
mean, Alex has been, like, banging the gong, demanding Marie hold center soul chamber.
I demand Abby Huntsman from The View.
Yeah.
And then we can put Sarah Haynes back on The View.
Yeah.
And then someone...
But she's Sarah, Kiki, and Tran.
I know. Someone in my mentions was saying that maybe Ann Romney.
Please. This is like how... I want to move on to something that should be fun. Summer House.
Did you just say this is like hell?
Yes. Summer House, season 4. New cast members announced at BravoCon 2019. As temperatures drop, it's got us feeling like summer can't come soon enough. But luckily, we just got the next best thing to sunshine and 80-degree weather. Why? It's the news that Summer House will return for season 4 on Wednesday, February 5th at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, of course. The Summer House crew was on hand to confirm the exciting news at the Summer House party at BravoCon on Saturday, November 16th. And they also unveiled the full epic trailer for the new season, which you can check out online. I'm going to take a pause.
Okay.
A Bravo trailer releasing on a weekend set me for a tailspin.
Oh, I bet.
Because, like, normally it's like a work situation. Like, oh, a trailer.
I didn't watch it until Monday because I...
Well, you were very busy on Sunday. Yeah. No, like, I think most of us discovered it on Sunday.
Right.
Like, it wasn't, like, public knowledge on Saturday.
I think this is a typo, because the Summer House party at BravoCon was on Sunday. That's okay. what I was at.
Sure.
So, it must have played when I was running around getting interviews with people.
With people, yeah. Man on the street interviews. Right. Kyle Cook, Amanda Batula, Carl Radke, Lindsay Hubbard, Hannah Berner, and Paige DeSorbo will all be back for the craziest summer of their lives, as well as two new roomies, Luke Gulbranson and Jules Dowd. Danielle Oliveira and Jordan Verroy will also be back as friends. Mm. I love that we, like, have friends in Summer House.
Friends of the house.
Like, were people called friends before or no?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think, like, we're, like, friends of the house now. Okay. The Summer House crew may be hitting some major milestones in their personal and professional lives, but that doesn't mean they're slowing down their shenanigans one bit in the Hamptons.
And we wouldn't have it any other way.
This fucking trailer
was so good. And first of all, we're getting Summer House a lot earlier than we did last year, right?
I think so. I feel like we were almost in the summer by the time we were getting Summer House last year.
Where were we in ratings?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. So, first thing off the bat, I want Luke Gulbranson to kiss Carl.
Okay. He, to me, is giving me vibes of that one dude 2 seasons ago that didn't, like, make the cut? Mm. Remember, like, that straight dude that, like...
They're all straight. Oh, except for... R.I.P. Steven.
Yeah, okay. The straight dude that joined 2 years ago, it was, like, there for 3 episodes.
Oh.
It was, like, holding a rosé glass.
He's not giving me the same vibes. Because, like, we saw this guy's stirring up trouble. But you mean looks-wise? This guy's more attractive. This guy might be the most attractive in the summer house at this point.
Okay. Different shirts for different folks.
Are you like a blonde?
Kyle's attractive, but also he's like very charming to me.
Okay.
But like, you don't feel the Kyle.
Well, not after I saw the guy from E! News or Hollywood Reporter or whatever, who is Kyle, but yeah, make it gay, yeah. But make it muscle.
Okay. Yeah. We get so many Housewives trailers where we're like,
exciting.
Like this fucking trailer, guys.
Well, because if you think about it, the show's the perfect storm. Because you're only filming, I mean, you're not only filming, but you're mostly focused on when they are at the summer house raging. That is the point of the show, basically. Yeah.
But also, like, they're not famous enough to, like, be doing, like, the shenanigans of, like, icing people off the show.
I know.
And, like, this and that.
They were the last panel on the Sunday night before Luann's.
Like, people were at home already.
They had a big ass crowd, though.
Good. They deserve.
And they got a panel, something some of the Housewives franchises have yet to achieve.
Okay. So that's good.
So we're gonna move on to Jamie Lee Curtis praising Kyle Richards in Halloween Kills.
Could it be me?
Blumhouse and David Gordon Green's Halloween Kills wrapped filming recently, and today we hear that Jamie Lee Curtis has been praising Kyle Richards' return as Lindsay Wallace. Curtis tells Us Weekly, she's so great, and it's going to be...
She's so great.
So fun for her audience, who is now used to knowing her for a TV show. They are going to be so happy to see her be an actress again, and she's absolutely fantastic. She's so beautiful that she gets very decomposed. Not, you know what I mean, like distressed in the movie. And in every way. Emotionally, physically, environmentally. And she just completely left that other life and came and shot for 4 weeks and it was amazing.
4 weeks?
People are going to be bonkers about her.
4 weeks?
4 weeks.
That sounds like...
A lot of time.
Like, best supporting actress.
I think she's in the movie a lot. And okay. I feel like I read somewhere on, like, Reddit or something that Kyle Richards was in it for 4 weeks. And Jamie Lee Curtis was only...
For three?
No, but only filmed for, like, 9 days or something. Isn't that
wild? Is Kyle the hero that we...
Well, no, I mean, like, we've got our Judy Greer. We've got the person who played
They're all coming back.
Yeah. So there's a lot of other people in play. I saw the movie. You didn't?
No.
And I will be seeing this. I love seeing a horror flick.
I've only seen H2O, and I feel like I want to, like, keep it that way.
No. You have to go watch Kyle Richards. Wonderful Mother, wonderful actress.
Wonderful Mother. Let's take a break. We have 4 shows to talk about.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so let's jump back real quick. And we're back with Atlanta.
Woohoo. This was a good episode. I mean, like, it wasn't like the best episode ever, but it was, like, good.
I'm having problems with Atlanta this year.
Why?
It's very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Like, all around.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Noelle.
Right. The first Noelle.
The first Noelle. Eva is taking Cynthia out to go home shopping while telling her she had to move because her home location was exposed last season. So, in my brain of brains, I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we looking at this home? Because...
It's going to be on TV.
You can't buy this home.
And also, it doesn't seem to be like in a gated community or anything like that. When she keeps on talking security, that was the biggest confusion for me. She was talking security, but like, I have no indication we're like behind like lock and key here.
It's a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom ensuite home that she's worried about outgrowing.
I think she wants to have a lot of babies.
How many bedrooms, though?
Seven.
Seven? Like a Bronwyn?
Yeah. Oh, that may. Oh, I. Ooh.
But like, kids can share bedrooms.
Right, but like, kids can share bedrooms, in my opinion, through until an a age, certain yeah, age. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you share a bedroom?
There was definitely a few years I did.
I never had to because I was the only boy of three older sisters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my sisters
had to share bedrooms.
Like the nerve of my parents when we lived in like our first house in Georgia when we first moved to Georgia. Huge house.
Three in one room?
No. All right. Oldest in one room, connected by a Jack and Jill bathroom to the two others. Me down the hall across from the master.
En suite.
In my own bedroom with my own en suite bathroom.
Yeah. Yes. King Brendan.
From my ages, you wanna know my ages? Like 2 till 6 years old, I was living that life.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
And I had bunk beds, and I used to think I
could... You had bunk beds? For what?
I don't know, like sleepovers? Yeah, yeah. And maybe jump off of.
Okay.
And I...
Which were you, top or bottom bunk?
I would sleep on the bottom, but I would jump off the top.
Man, the top jumped out.
I know, woo! But yeah. I mean, her kids will probably all have their own rooms.
Well, she's on our third. So that's four rooms.
Oh, so that makes sense that, like, she might want to have two more. Five. No
she
one has
wants more?
No one has five anymore. My mom's a child of five. But no one has five.
I mean, I feel like in this day and age, three is it.
I think...
Three is if, like, you're courageous.
I think you need to do two as a...
No, we've talked about this. Like,
right,
yes.
Just do two.
I think two will probably be good.
It's sometimes good to have a community around you, though. Like, I've got, like, there's four of us.
Yeah, yeah. No, so, I love being one of three.
Yeah, so, like, and, like, I tend to be the one who's everyone's getting along with at all times. Molly, if you listen to this, please don't tell anyone. I just made that comment. Thank you. But, yeah, I think it is good to have, like, the community.
Mm. Well, that means, like, I need to have my children, like, around this, my brother's already had one child.
Right. And so, like, you're going to live in New York. They'll live in New York. So,
or
like,
New Jersey or something.
So, like, cousins, that's a different thing. Yeah. We've got, like, our cousins who we're all close with. So, we've got the community there, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love this conversation. A good conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, Atlanta still. Nene is back.
We were talking about this earlier on G-Chat. Mm. Like, there's
a cloud.
Right. And there's some, like, quote-unquote OGs who, like, have similar energy to Nene, but don't bring, like,
the whole season down.
Like, don't burden the entire season with their, like, stuff. Like, Ramona and Teresa are not easy people to get along with.
No. I mean, Teresa's the least.
But I will say, casting had to really even out that cast before it got to be normal. Because it was, like, Teresa was pulling down the series for a while, for me at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ramona never has. Because, like, she'll ebb and flow season to season, where, like, if she's a monster one season, she'll self-reflect be fake nice the next season.
Yeah. Ramona and Teresa are the only two good OGs left.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No one in Beverly Hills?
And I don't consider any of them an OG.
Not even Kyle Richardson.
Kim sitting on the OGs panel on behalf of Beverly Hills with Adrian Malouf, those are the two OGs I believe in.
That's so sick. Okay, speaking of OGs, Tanya.
Tanya.
That is my OG.
Tanya.
Like, we in this household, you can only imagine, we were standing up, clapping, cheering, screaming at the top of her lungs when Tanya hit the screen.
I had to watch it Monday because I was busy
doing things,
with Andy's girl and Luann. But when I saw her, it was a joy. And it's one of those classic, we don't talk about housewives lunch at the home scenes, but it is something that is weird and does happen, and it's always weird to see the choices that are made and what they prepare.
Okay.
Like, Ramona...
What did she prepare?
There was, like, a salad of some sort. There was, like...
Okay. Good.
It was like an afternoon wine in a weird in a weird vessel.
Okay.
It was a white wine of sorts. We didn't go down to the hibachi room, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I gotta say, the fact that Versace or hibachi has become canon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, brings me joy for Tanya.
They did that with Celine Dion on Monday's Watch What Happens Live episode. The scene at Kenya's home at Moore Manor.
Well, we had two scenes, and like, in my brain, they blended into one.
The one I'm talking about is the morning scene.
With Mark Daly.
With Mark Daly. A bad man. But also Kenya Moore, a not great woman.
No, great woman. Let's gloss through the cousin scene. The message from that was like, Kenya's overprotective.
Yeah.
Which I think is like setting us up for Mark in that like, Mark, you don't need to be so overprotective.
Right.
Kenya's got it covered.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, so Mark wanting breakfast the next morning, like wanting a quick fire challenge.
Oh, you're so stupid.
No, but like that, like while I'm watching that, it's like, he's like, cook something. And she's like, I don't even know what I have here. Like, I've experienced that in terms of like, I have the luxury right now of living across from a grocery store.
But when you move.
When I move. No, but, like, also, sometimes, some mornings, I don't want to even go across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, well, what can I zhuzh up?
Mm-hmm.
Kenya had to zhuzh something up.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a pancake going. I don't know how you do a pancake without an egg. Because, like, even, like, when you buy, like, the Miss Buttermilk.
You need pancakes, the egg.
You need, like, an egg.
You're right.
So, God bless her for, like, cooking up a pancake without an egg.
Her mind. Literally her mind.
Mark is not a very nice man. I do want to go to SoCo.
Yeah.
When do we go to SoCo?
Soon. Before you move from here. Oh, no, you're moving. You're like...
Minutes from now.
But, like, it's closer to here than
you... No, that's fine.
Right. But, like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. That entire scene saddened me because he wasn't great and then she did not come across as great either.
Only Brooklyn came across as great.
Because, like, Brooklyn, her getting jealous...
Brooklyn, the most beautiful baby.
1,000%. Her getting low-key jealous of her child in that scene was what I was like, oh,
no, the key was pretty high. Like, how do you compare the country of Kenya to the borough of Brooklyn?
That's like, come on. That's like a joke you would actually make.
Yeah. Okay. The cancer commercial. Kill all cancer.
I didn't realize she was that close with the American Cancer Society.
I know. Also the fact that they like look to her as a voice.
A voice.
A voice we need to hear. Okay. Todd taking Kayla to a strip club. Thoughts?
Would never. Yeah. When was the last strip club you went to?
Never.
Never. Huh. I haven't gone in years. 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Four.
I went to Swinging Richards in Atlanta once.
No, but I'm not like, I'm not.
It's just a weird thing for like a parent and a child. It's not like a
father-daughter moment. Yeah.
But though... It could be a daughter-son moment, because remember when Wendy Williams talked about...
Oh, yeah. If it's a daughter-son moment, I embrace.
No, you mean a mother-son moment.
Mother-son.
You're right, right.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're talking about, like, the baby shower for the surrogate. The Todd Candy stuff, like...
Candy, can I tell everyone to go to... Candy did an interview with Andy Cohen on
YouTube.
Which I still
have not watched.
That was, like, really enlightening and fun. I'll let y'all watch it. It's worth a watch. I like Candy, but I think you're right. Like, some of the stuff off screen, if she's not at Old Lady Gang, or if Mama Joyce isn't in the picture, or if Ace isn't, like, immediately involved, I don't necessarily want to watch.
When it's just Candy and Todd.
Right.
It's not enough. We need Mama Joyce. We need Candy Coated Factories. We need Ace.
Does she still do tag is my question.
What's that?
It's her clothing store.
I would say no. Mm. Okay, let's talk about Pride.
This was interesting. To get crossovers like this.
Before we get to the... Let's like set it up a little bit.
Okay.
Marlo's coaching Nene. I love seeing Marlo. I feel like this season, Marlo's getting the best edit she's ever gotten.
Between her, like...
Saving multiple children.
Saving multiple children in, like, this scene. It was great. Also, like, where are they staying? What hotels in the city? We don't know.
We don't know. Cynthia. Eva. Noelle getting her eyelashes.
Beautiful.
Last minute. So,
I was riding a float.
Oh, you were on a float. Okay.
I was on a float.
I wasn't sure if you were, like, have to, like, stand around.
Right.
Okay. I'm looking back to my memory. The first thing I see, Noelle at the front of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And now I like seeing, like, why that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember seeing Nene.
She came on, she was actually the most interactive with, that's where we saw most of the, like, Bravo people. It's like, yeah. Nene walking down through the ship and, like, having to greet people. So, like, we mm-hmm. saw Nene greet Margaret, we saw Nene greet...
Margaret did not get a Chiron.
Oh, she didn't? I think she
did. I don't
did.
Think Nene greeted Margaret. Nene did not greet Margaret.
Someone greeted Margaret, because I definitely heard Margaret's voice, and I think she got a Chiron. I could be wrong.
In my notes,
I was surprised by people getting Chirons at all. I thought we were going to pretend that this was a general Pride float and that we were just going to, like, see Nene there separately from Cynthia and Noelle. So, like, I was surprised we got Chirons and, like, little voice snippets from people and, like, Andy Cohen saying, "You're going to be mad at me because Tardy for the Purdy is on the playlist."
When Kelly got her Chiron, I feel like I was lifted to another plane.
Jeez. Sonia getting her Chiron, looking confused.
Sonia.
Reza got a Chiron. Captain Sandy got a Chiron. I'm pretty sure Margaret got a Chiron.
I don't think Margaret got a Chiron.
We saw Chelsea Pierce. She didn't get a Chiron.
Yeah. Oh, none of the queens.
Right. But this is, it's a very interesting time because Bravo's fully seeing itself. And, like, we're watching Bravo acknowledge itself in public on Bravo, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Can we get a standalone Pride episode?
Like, edit it together from this footage?
Well, it would have been beautiful, like, a Pride episode, like, from the point of view of Andy.
Yeah.
Like, I know he doesn't want to be, like, a cast member.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's get one special.
Or just, like, okay.
Like, Andy giving Ben the bottle in the morning.
Okay, no, I would prefer they have the different production companies follow their cast members, and then they splice all of the footage together.
Okay.
So, like, we're watching Leanne come up in one way. We're watching Sonia come up in one way, but then we're all interacting. And then
so do we see the cameras or we don't see the cameras?
I think we have to see the cameras.
Okay.
Like, it's that Spider-Man.
So, like, Evolution's filming Sirens.
Yeah, and that's what the Spider-Man meme is. All right. It's like, we are the same, I am you. But it was great. Let's move on to OC.
Yes.
A pretty good episode, too, actually.
Yeah.
So we have...
This episode, though... My head's spinning.
Okay, why?
Everyone's angry with someone else, but it all eventually goes back to Kelly Dunn. Right?
I would say it all goes back to Tamara.
It all goes back to Kelly and Tamara, and then everyone else.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you view things in such specific, weird ways. Like, Kelly Dodd, you love Kelly Dodd, so...
No, I love her, but I feel like everyone's talking about her.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
Her behavior, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Emily and Vicky and Tamara, and it's like, with Vicky, it's like you're just a hanger-on, or like she was just invited to this... lunch just because, right?
But you know what's funny? Tamara's talking shit about Emily these days. Like, she's not a good fit for the show. She's a fucking good fit for the show. She's the only one with a brain.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's going to come to a point where they're going to keep an Emily and a Kelly and choose Shannon to, like, from the Tres Amigas. Mm. And Shannon's going to have to pick the paycheck over not having the paycheck.
Yeah, yeah. Emily is a great addition to the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, she... Listen, she has fucked up shit going on in her life. But she could parse the insanity that's before her.
Well, yeah. It's Tamara being...
Yeah.
Tamara seeing the writing on the wall. And seeing that all she has as a person is shit-stirring. Whereas, like, Emily...
Can, like, decipher the shit-stirring.
And has, like, composure and all of that stuff. I think that's... I predict that's gonna... What's gonna happen. There's gonna come a time where... They have to choose one Tres Amiga to hold down the fort.
It's Shannon.
It's going to be Shannon because she has the most compelling stuff going on her own too.
Speaking of that, I mean, this episode was, for me, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce.
Right.
Deposition. Her, can we get like clips from the deposition?
I know. Can't they find that in the OC?
Isn't that like in the OC register?
Yeah. I miss the OC register. That used to be the only place that OC news would break.
Not Page Six. Not People. The OC register. Okay. Her having to do it stone face while David Bedore is like cheering and...
Right.
Guffawing. It's and... like...
It's like a lower key Bethany situation.
Yeah. It's like a very hoppy situation.
We will be remiss to not mention the Jim Bellino stuff coming up big and strong. And that's like, it's an added thing for Shannon too, because they're going back to appeals. So she has the two legal situations going on.
Okay. When I was watching this.
Yeah.
I was like, Are we going to get sued for talking about people? Like, why is this such a thing that Tamara and Shannon are getting sued?
I don't have a legal hat to put on.
Let me put the hat on.
Well, the original conversation happened on...
Watch Rams Live, right?
No, it was on a podcast. Oh, it was podcast. On Blanky Blank with Blanky Blank.
Okay. They must.
It was on Juicy Scoop.
They must have said something like crazy, right?
I feel like I listened to that episode and it wasn't that crazy.
Has to be something like damaging to you and your business.
Well, they meant. I think it must have been about his business because that's what it was about. Yeah, that's what they talked about.
Yeah.
So it must have been about Sky Tops or whatever.
Okay.
Which is a place I would love to go, for the record. So Jim Bellino, don't come after me. I want to go to a trampoline park.
Yeah. That sounds like birthday 33.
Is there one in New York City? You know what we don't have in New York City? A trampoline park.
I think that might be better for jurors. Like, just take a bus.
They have nothing good here. Mm. I don't even have a Trader Joe's in my neighborhood. I have to go to the Upper West Side. Think of that.
Sad. Okay. Matt's crying because Gina's dating a man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do
it. Gina's someone who I do not care about. She can go.
Her story's getting too much, but her reacting to other people, bring it on.
Okay. Friend of next year.
No.
Kelly getting together with her mom and brother, and by getting together, I mean FaceTiming. I loved that. Heartwarming.
I mean, if Kelly's not getting paid the most...
She's not.
But she should be.
Right. Bronwyn isn't it for me anymore. I liked her until I didn't. Mm. This is an interesting storyline, though. This is an interesting party.
A lactation?
A weaning party.
A weaning party. Yeah. We have to only bring inappropriate gifts.
What would you bring?
Myself.
Oh, it's so funny.
Her
and Tamara trying to make up, it's just like, Tamara is so...
Well, by this point of the episode, I was like, I can't keep track of what's going on.
It's hard to say who's... It's hard to tell why people are mad at each other. And it's... Tamara's shit stirring.
Tamara's just like... no matter who's doing anything, Tamara's like, she's playing a dirty game.
Right.
Like, everyone's playing a dirty game. What are you talking
about? That's the point, Yolanda, you know?
Okay. So we're at the party. We got shirtless bartenders, one of which apparently is a porn star.
Oh, who? Anyone I would know?
I think he might be like a head porn star.
Anyone I would know? Just kidding. Actually, never mind. We won't go into it.
And then we have strippers.
Fun. Oh my god, Vicky, I'm going to invite strippers to your housewarming party.
That's good.
Could that get you kicked out of the Homeowners Association of Greater Brooklyn or whatever?
There's no association, but it might get you kicked out of the party.
Good, then I'll never have to record this podcast again.
Sad. Okay, we are going to Miami and Key West.
Cool.
This is like, there's got to be something more to this. Because never have we ever gone to two locations.
Well, I mean, like, Key West is a hop skip from Miami.
It's not. It's not.
How far?
It's a fucking multiple hour drive.
But like,
and I've flown into Miami to drive to Key West, and it's like 3 hours at least. Trust me.
Well, we don't have Google in this household, so I can't.
You can fucking Google Map. We're blocked. Trust me when I say this, it's hours away.
Okay.
Like, I'm fine. Like, we'll have a fun, like, group bus fighting. Like,
group buses are fun because they get to drink and stuff.
But, like, we don't normally do this.
Okay.
But which makes it seem like we're doing this to rile Shannon up.
Good.
And lo and behold, we've riled Shannon up.
I know.
Well, how do you feel about it?
I kind of see it, you know? Like...
Well, the flashbacks, like, made it more real for me.
And, like, something that was obviously traumatizing for her to go to the location where it happened and to be wondering. That is a real thing that happens, I think, to, like, really anxious people who are anxious about those kind of, like, relationship-y things. So, like, I see it.
I mean, before the flashback, I was like, enough. But then after I saw the flashback, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Age of Adeline was stirring the pot. Literally stirring a pot of food in front of her when she was talking on the phone like that.
Okay, let's talk about quickly Shannon meeting with her lawyer. She may get nothing because she's earned the most money she's ever earned in the past year.
So that means no child support at all? What that means?
No child, no spousal, nothing.
But she tries to explain that she, like, helped him start his business.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she has...
I know, like,
do we know where this ended up?
We do, but I don't remember off the top of my head. But isn't, like, this so interesting?
Yeah.
To me, it's interesting because, like, we're seeing Shannon, who might now, like, is David, like, still in his business?
I don't know. Also, my question, I mean, my big thing is, like, I feel like this episode saved Shannon from a bad season as far as the way she was coming out looking.
Yeah.
This season, I mean, this episode, I was like, oh, this is why I like Shannon.
Yeah.
Like, she's vulnerable. She seems to be a good person in some ways.
I feel like her going through this and going on the trip right after.
Right.
Like, puts me on her side.
Right.
You know?
I just think Shannon in general picks the wrong relationships, whether they be friendships
lovers.
And I hope that this guy that she's with now treats her right.
Sounds good so far.
Right. But I mean, like, Tamara approved, so like...
Makes you want to not approve.
Right.
All right, let's go to Range. Range's season...
It's great.
Top of mind, much like Potomac.
Yeah. Not as... Yeah, it's good.
Top of mind.
Top of mind, yeah.
And you have four franchises, so, like, that says something.
So, Marge Sr.
Who is not top of mind. Like, I don't mind it.
But I don't mind.
I don't mind it, not top of mind.
I like looking at apartments with her.
In New Jersey, for $5,000.
Yeah, but that was a big apartment. The one that, like, the two-bedroom?
Three-bedroom.
But, like, it's Bergen County, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that, like,
very
the most expensive
rich. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part of Jersey?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It was just, like, a wild ride.
And also, like, why do you need to spend that much money? Like, get yourself a studio, Marge. Get yourself a studio in the city. Hello?
Easier to the party.
Yeah.
No, she, like, a one-bedroom won't satisfy her. But I do see, like, the dilemma in terms of, like, she doesn't want a one-bedroom. But then the only other option is a three-bedroom. She wants a two-bedroom, clearly.
Right?
Like, what she wants is not available in this building.
Right. Go to another building.
Yeah. Okay, Joe's calling from ICE. He just wants to be deported. And Teresa's like, how you doing in there?
She does not care.
Yeah. We got Nono in the background cooking a chicken cutlet.
God, Nono is too much this season. I have a question about like traditional Italians wine glasses.
Mm, always full.
Always full, but like
large.
But like stemless, not even like
No. Stem.
Okay, because the Giudice's always seem to be drinking out of like a stemless like
that might be a Giudice.
A stemless, like not your traditional wine glass that we have here in the States.
No. That's a Giudice.
Okay.
Yeah. Nono told him.
He has to become a citizen?
Become a citizen! And he wouldn't listen. But then I think...
Nono looks like old school Dracula, you know?
Old school Dracula.
You know, you like in the old movies.
Yeah. The olden times.
Yeah.
No, but Nono, I think Teresa said something like how they would travel abroad and Nono would get pissed because Joe had to go in like the longer line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Nono has TSA pre-check.
Nono's like sliding through.
Can I tell you the one time I lost my ID, I was in Detroit and I had to like go to the airport the next day and I thought I was going to have to go to like through this like long process. I was... In and out before the people that I was with got through security.
Yeah. Okay. Dolores and her dad.
Who has the Widowmaker.
Dolores' dad, I've not, like, laid eyes on firmly until this episode. I know we've met him before.
Yeah, but not... I feel like we spent a lot more time with her mom.
The mom who won't eat a vegetable.
Right. What do you think her pee looks like? That must... You know...
Oh, if you don't eat vegetables, like, what is your pee?
I feel like, if you don't eat a vegetable, she probably doesn't drink a lot of water.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But you can see, right?
Sure. So it's, like, golden?
Like...
Green?
Like, brown.
Okay. No, great to see Papa Catania. That's not his name. That's not his last name.
Like, no matter what, and I've said this time and time again, no matter what Dolores is doing on my screen, I can eat up with a spoon.
Okay. Pause. Dolores on Watch Times Live, 77 Bravo celebrities, the most stunning.
Yeah.
That jumpsuit, the straightened hair.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes were on her.
Because she was in the background the entire time. What clip was she in the background of where
I posted about it? She was so beautiful.
Oh, I think it was the Giselle and Ramona clip when Giselle like started to go... Oh, no, it was the Vicky and Ramona clip when they were fighting about who was the OG. Mm-hmm. Dolores was living her life.
77 people and my eyes were on her.
I've said it before.
No, she...
I've said it before.
I know. You want to be her husband?
For
lover?
The 3.5 years of this podcast, mother her child? I've been saying...
Mother her child.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Most beautiful woman in the world.
But, like, there's... It's not only that. There's, like, a charm about her.
There's a charm. She's, like... You, exactly. You want her as the mother of your children. You want her as your caretaker. She will take care of you. She will be a soldier. She's loyal.
She will feed you formaggio cheese.
Yes.
Okay. Jennifer and Gabby Aiden. Gabby Aiden is having a star-making moment this season. Like, it's funny that, like, she has, like, 25 children, and, like, one is now rising to the top.
Well, I think Gabby's probably the homebody mother, like, bragging. Not mother bragging. Like, the one who spends most time with her mother because she's not, as we know,
baby.
Not being accepted as much, like, in school. So, like, there are people who, like, might be home buddies. I was like that. I was a, what's it called? A mother's...
It's so funny.
A mother's boy.
It's so funny you define this as like a home buddy mother. Like
mother's boy. Mother's
like,
boy.
I wasn't like hanging out with the kids, but I was like not hanging out with my mom. I was just like doing my thing.
I was hanging out with my mom.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, hello.
I call my mom like 7 times a week. We talk on G-Chat constantly. That's going to be Gabby when she grows up.
I know. I talk to my mom all the time too.
No.
I'm the favorite.
Okay, so yours is about competition. Mine is about genuine connection with my mother.
Oh my God.
Yours is always, everything with you is about competition.
Mention it all. All right. The coaching. What a coach Gabby is.
Yeah, Gabby says basically, like, if my friend posted a video like you posted about me, I would be sad.
No, but she was also like, you can't say but, you can't say like, yeah. And
Gabby's studied Real Housewives.
Legend. Okay. Speaking of coaches. Gia Giudice. Coaching her mother through apologizing to Margaret.
Okay, but...
I know, I just wanted to like tie it together.
Sure, but let's talk about Tony.
We will talk about Tony. But Gia's like, just say, if 4 people are ganging up against one, I'm going to defend her a little bit.
Right.
Like, sage advice. Tony. Teresa wants to fuck him.
Who doesn't? If Tony and Teresa got together, Tony would easily be the hottest house husband of all time. Easily.
He is something.
Easily.
He's something. Yeah. He's something.
The party, I think, is nice.
The party! Guys, when Ramona took the stage, much like when Tanya returned to the stage, I was on my feet, screaming, hooting, hollering, da-da-da. But also, like, Ramona was the happiest we've seen her.
She loves Melissa.
She's calling Melissa two sisters, calling her to a reunion.
Loves to be at a 40th birthday party because it makes her feel young.
Yeah. Like, she felt like... Did she come with anyone? Like, was she just, like, having fun?
She's probably alone. Maybe Avery was there.
Oh, I would love Avery to be there.
Beautiful.
I love that so much. Sound off in the comments below.
A lot of crossovers this episode.
Yeah.
I mean, this week, rather.
This week, yeah. Was Ramona on the Pride float? No. Proudly anti-Pride.
She's never heard of Pride.
No. Merriam-Webster. Define stalker.
This is another one of those things that, like, when you and Alex are alone at home too long, you guys just get into your own little talking points that then you... present out publicly.
It's so funny. It's so funny to me. I mean, Jennifer, listen, I love Jackie, but she looks so dumb making a big deal of this.
I know, but I'm glad that they patched it up.
I know. God bless Gabby Aiden.
God bless Gabby.
God bless Jennifer's Aiden.
Drunken apology.
I know, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
She didn't follow all the rules that Gabby gave her, but like she got there. She got to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Teresa could not achieve with Jackie, because she ignored her all night.
I did like the little, like, end scene with the Jamaica invite when they're all, like, pretty drunk. Like, Dolores is drunk.
Yeah.
Jackie's drunk. No, Jackie's not drunk. Jennifer's drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And Margaret's over there talking about, everyone's having a good time cocktailing. We need to start using cocktailing as one of our terms, because Margaret started to use it a lot this season.
Should we talk about Margaret creating the spotlight at the party of being abandoned by Marge Sr. because she's a party?
Because she's cocktailing.
Because she's cocktailing! Right, it's so stupid. All right, let's move on. We have some Dallas to talk about.
Okay, so everyone's fucked up on the flight.
Which was like a fun change.
It was a nice little, narrative bit where they like described, and we got the footage that they took on their phones.
No one remembers taking cabs. No one remembers the flight. Masks.
Stephanie is pretty much the narrator through this, which is great.
Deandra is complaining about being hot while eating a bowl of ramen.
She's such an idiot.
I loved it. I mean, this was like the best episode of the season.
Yeah. And so we're in Thailand.
But also the most fucked up episode of the season.
Right.
Who would imagine a world where the winner of this episode is...
Brandi Redman,
who, like, can't get herself out of, like, a closet.
I'm already thinking about, did you watch the trailer for next week's episode where she's, like, super fucked up drunk? And she gets the caveman look when she's fucked up.
I love that fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer vampire look that overtakes Brandi Redman. When she's wasted. Okay, but God bless her for, like, winning this episode, because everyone else fucked up so bad. Why are we speaking Spanish to everyone in Thailand?
That was, like, jarring.
So, like, it's so funny that we were set up for previews with, like, Leanne's racist.
Right.
But it's like, look at this whole bunch of white women.
Everyone is.
Like, no one can get themselves right. We got the new rules by Dua Lipa as presented by Cameron.
I did like this.
This bit was...
This editing bit where, when they would break the rules.
Okay.
That's what we need at BravoCon next year. Mm.
A bit?
No, a panel with the Bravo editors. Mm.
I would be first in line there.
Yeah.
Press pass or not.
I think some of the producers did identify as editors, but I want, like, just editors and, like, to talk about these little bits.
Yeah. Rule number one.
We should apply for press passes next year.
We should be the editors.
Okay.
I feel like we have, like, something to contribute, right?
We can't even, like, pull our podcast off.
Fucking Google Doc. Fuck it. Okay. Respect the king. Respect elders! No teasing or joking. No staring. No whispering. No fighting in public. I feel like the only rule they didn't break was the king.
True. Yeah. But they probably did it off camera.
They probably did it off camera. Okay, so we're sightseeing. We're seeing the sights. We're in the temples. Leanne is telling Carrie, take your hat off,
bitch. You balding bitch.
Take your hat off, you balding bitch. That's a RuPaul's Drag Race reference for those of you.
And it's like it's like a
very niche.
It's niche.
Untucked.
Commercial ref. Like the ads for Untucked.
Oh my god.
It comes up a lot on.
It's so good.
It comes up a lot on Race Chaser because Willem always talks about how.
It made him seem like.
The balding bitch, but it actually wasn't about. It was about Santino.
Yes. God. Guys.
Race Chaser. Great podcast if you're into Drag Race.
That Delta Work episode. Guys, I've not listened to an episode of Race Chaser other than the Delta Work episode. If you watch Drag Race, which we have not seen the finale of UK, which we are both
I'm going to run home and watch.
But if you watch Drag Race, listen to the Delta Work episode of Race Chaser. It is riveting.
Riveting.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your hat off.
You balding bitch.
Carrie, please. The fact that Carrie's taking this in as, like, you're being annoying. It's like, we're kind of evening the playing field a little bit.
What do you mean? Because you think she's annoying?
No, in terms of, like, if only Leanne was going to be racist this episode, that would have been so bad for Leanne.
Oh.
But, like, everyone's being terrible this episode.
Yeah, and there's a lot of terrible people this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's being terrible.
Carrie is, there's not a redeeming quality to me.
Okay. So, one redeeming quality is that she and Deandra will eat food.
Oh, yeah. On this, that is another psycho thing about...
Okay. Listen, guys. The fucking pad thai is for you dumb people who won't eat anything else. Like, they set this up for you guys.
That's, like, the easiest one.
Like, sign on to this. What do you... You want a chicken nugget? You want
They do want a chicken nugget.
You want a... Whopper flame grill. I don't even know what the words are for that.
Flame grilled Whopper.
Like, eat the fucking pad thai that's made for you guys. I was so pissed during that part. And even Stephanie, who ordered the pad thai and would only pretend to eat it.
Right. Stephanie was speaking Spanish.
Everyone's fucked up this episode.
It's also, like, very different. The eating thing is very different from, like, other casts. Like, if you see New York on a trip, like, to...
They're, like, Mitchell!
When they went to Colombia and they were, like, ordering everything on the fucking menu.
Yeah. Beautiful. God bless. Yeah. God bless. Okay. So, we... Quick aside, we catch up with Brandy and Steph. Bruin's brother or sister has the same father as Bruin.
Right.
So now that's like another check in the slot of Brandy maybe adopting this baby. Do we not know real time? Like,
I don't think she did.
Okay. I gotta say, Carrie and Deandra trying on the affinity dress, having fun in the room. I was cheering, laughing.
I really wasn't.
No. In the room... It was fun. It was a fun bit. And, like, we could, like, she could, like, Leanne could be upset about it in the reunion. We'll all move past it. Showing up to dinner. Fun. You're wearing the dress. Fun, 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 fun. Talking about it for 20 minutes, you look like two losers.
Yeah.
Losers.
Like, actual mean girls. Like, actual, like...
But, like, you think you're Giselle Bryant making fun of La Dame? Who's doing it smartly, with a brain, like, I'm here to support your thing.
But I'll wear
a t-shirt
to your press conference.
But it's like, they know how to do it, like, smart. These two dummies.
Because it's surface and with,
But they're not smart.
They're not smart, and just, like, with them, it's like everything is really cutting, even though they don't want it to be.
But like, you gotta do an instruction booklet. Like, where's the fold-out booklet? Where, like, you, like, we can't figure out how to do it. Like, we have a cape and we can't figure out, like, how are you not telling people? Like, you guys are so corny right now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, like, rip my face off. I was so angry during this episode.
Yeah.
But then, like, so, and I had to applaud Leanne during this in terms of, like, sitting there
mm-hmm.
and taking it.
Mm-hmm. And then Brandy asked her if she was okay.
And then she runs off.
And she was like, I'm tired. And then she ran away. And then before she ran away, she did say something to Deandra.
Oh, yeah. She said, like, you, like, last year, you were dragging Richard. Or what's her name?
Well, yeah.
Now this is the icing on the cake.
And I think the distinction was she thought she was getting to a okay place with Deandra again. Yeah. And then... That's where Leanne, like, pins everything on Carrie, which isn't fair, because it's, like, it's both of them, both Deandra and Carrie, and that's when Leanne starts going off in her racist...
Well, I would say during the conversation, Carrie, Deandra, to some extent, was, like, sitting there, like, she was chiming in, but Carrie was just, like, mm-hmm. on and on and on and on and on, and then, of course, like... We're only seeing what the editors choose to show us.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it doesn't mean anything.
Carrie wasn't at BravoCon, which is...
It's Carrie and Deandra?
Yeah. I mean, when they were, like, promoting Leah McSweeney, the new
Yeah.
Roni housewife.
Okay. So, Leanne runs off. Steph chases after her. And then we get what we saw in the mid-season trailer. Strong Mexican!
It was like Leanne was like hitting herself.
In a Celine Dion way.
But in a way that it was like kind of hard in a way where I was like, oh, she's like... Every season where we get Leanne really losing it.
Yeah.
In some level. And this was that.
Yeah.
And this time it was that, but make it racist.
Yeah. It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And like, it would be... I feel like after this episode, this episode was like perfectly set up for her to be like, I fucked up so bad. Like, I'm sorry. I did something really bad, something wrong.
I did a bad thing from TikTok.
And I feel like
she hasn't been apologetic.
She's not upset about that. It would have been so easy. Like, I didn't know how this episode was going to like play out in real time.
Right.
And it played out in her favor, I thought. More than what we were led to believe the preview showed us.
Well, yeah, because I... At that dinner table, it is a 10-minute scene of you actually feeling bad for this person.
Yeah,
because her former best friend is bullying her in the most calculated way with her enemy.
Yeah, yeah. She should have apologized. And she's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. And then I'm glad we got this Steph confessional. Right. Acknowledging that it was bad.
Right.
And that she was afraid to say anything because she's afraid of Leanne.
Yeah, and also, like, when you're in the situation when something like that happens, and, like, it's like, yeah. It was like a dark hallway with someone with a bad temper.
So, Brandy ends up being, like, the star of the show.
Well, yeah.
In terms of calling out Deandra and Carrie.
First checking in on Leanne, like, across the table. Being first to, like, check in on her and being like, are you okay? And then calling them out.
I've never loved Brandy so much.
Yeah, Brandy is always, like, not hit or miss, but, like...
She doesn't, like, get it.
She's usually the most immature... Not the most... This is a cast of immature freaks. Yeah. But she's one of the more immature people. But she got it this time.
She got it real quick.
Yeah. It also helped that, like, she didn't seem to be drinking that much.
Yeah. She seemed, like, very clear of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, let's do the freak of the weekend, once your queen.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'll do the freak.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Vanderpump is on Cameo, finally.
A boon for Paul...
Vernon. Bethany Frankel's boyfriend. But Lisa Vanderpump is charging $350 per cameo.
Okay. Let me just say something. $350. I feel like if you want to cut off, like, too many cameos, you could do, like, $150.
Yeah.
Right?
The most I would pay for a cameo, I would pay for a gift for someone I really love, from someone who is, like, iconic, and I would
100.
Pay, I was gonna say 75, but...
No, but if you're, like, pooling money...
If you're pooling money, yeah, that's different, yeah.
Like, you could, like, pool money for 100.
Yeah.
Who's pooling money for 350?
Should we? Okay, got an idea. If you want to start pooling money for a Come Through Queen cameo from Lisa Vanderpump for $350...
But, like, I don't want, like... Like, I don't want her to get... Like, we should get the
money. Like, no.
Pull your money for the Patreon instead.
We don't have one yet.
I know, yeah. TBD.
Some podcasters do cameos.
But, like, no one wants us. And, like, we would probably do it for free. Oh, I should not... I should cut that out, right?
No, keep it in. Okay, so who's the queen?
Okay. From a long line of legends... From a Gigi, from a Jolie Mezadad, we now have a Gabby Aiden. We had 25 children in that household. One has risen to the top.
I'm telling you, the home buddy, the mother's girl.
The mother's daughter.
She's not necessarily the winner, but she's the one who loves her mother the most.
But, like, also, like, feels all the feelings, you know?
Yeah.
She's our queen.
She's our queen. So, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our first up back. We hope you liked it.
I know, but we hope that you can deal with the fact that we are taking next week off for Thanksgiving.
We have to gobble till we wobble. We have no choice.
Oh, that was your brand. You were, like, thinking this up. Gobble till you wobble. Hashtag gobble till you wobble.
It's like a thing in the world. It's not something I made up.
But gobble till you wobble to comethroughqueen.com/store. We'll have a sale. This, yeah, I promise you.
Join the Facebook group at Come Through Queen. It's a Facebook group, not the page. The Facebook group.
No, do both. Do both. Do
the
both.
Group.
You can call us at 717-47-FREAK. You can email us at comethroughqueen@gmail.com. Even though Google blocks me, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who knows if we'll ever be allowed on Google again.
Yeah. What other hot tips do we have?
That's it.
I don't know. Just, like, be a good member of this community. Like,
leave a review.
Like, mentally prepare yourself to join the Patreon page.
Yeah, do that.
Like, just, like, get ready.
Get like, ready.
Put a few quarters aside.
Yeah, Dan has a new house to pay for. Mortgages aren't cheap.
No. They are not. Like, comment, subscribe. Heart your retweet.
Love us. Please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.